What's up, guys? Rick here with your PGA Championship tournament preview and first look. As always, plenty more content coming this week in a major championship week, but here's a little Sunday appetizer for you just to get your wheels turning towards the PGA Championship. Some storylines, some records, maybe some things to remember or to look forward to at Kiawa. So without further ado, let's jump into the preview and first look for this week's PGA Championship. As you can imagine, with a major championship, there is plenty of history. This event dates back 105 years to 1916, and I think what is one of the most interesting things about the history of the PGA Championship is that this used to be a match play event. Wouldn't it be cool to have another match play major on the schedule? That's right. Jim Barnes not only won the 1916 version or edition of this event, but he also won in 1919. Those were the first two times the PGA Championship was played, and it was match play. Was not switched to stroke play until 1958. What's that, 40 years later? So interesting little tidbit about the PGA Championship there. And of course, our past champions are our honored over and over again. Colin Morikawa victorious in 2020, 2019, and 18. Both went to Brooks Koepka. Justin Thomas at Quail Hollow in 2017, and then Jimmy Walker in 2016, and Jason Day rounding out our recent winners in 2015. And you certainly want to win this golf tournament because it has one of the largest winning shares in all of golf, $1.98 million. This just rounded up to $2 million even. Why the 1.98? But either way, a huge chunk of change that'll be coming through into one golfer's bank account in just a few days. One of the great things about the non-Masters majors is the rotating courses that we get. And this time, we're going back to Kiawa Island. That's right, the ocean course. We haven't been here since 2012 when Rory McIlroy absolutely decimated the field. A Sunday 66 to win by 8 shots. That is the largest margin of victory ever at this event. And it is a Pete Dye course. And there's a few things that I find quite interesting about the ocean course. In 2012, they installed Seaside Paspalum. That is a green type. It is a cousin of Bermuda, but it is much more tolerant of salt. So when you are by the ocean course, all that salt, you know, comes over in the air and it can really mess with a lot of greens and a lot of grass types. So this Seaside Paspalum is much more tolerant of that salt, keeping it in great shape all year round. That's fascinating stuff. I can't believe that exists. It does. It will play at 7,876 yards. Let me say that again. 7,876. It will become the longest course in major championship history, as it was at the time in 2012. In 2012, at the time, it was the longest in history. Again, Kiawa going to be stretched out to earn that honor. And what you'll notice on the telecast this week is that all of almost all of the course, especially the fairways, are raised up. That gives the players unbelievable looks at the water. It also kind of messes with the depth perception a little bit. It doesn't make it great for spectating. I got to tell you, if you're on the grounds at Kiawa Island this week, it's not great. Those guys are always above you, kind of hard to see things. But otherwise, the one thing that it can do is also expose these players to the wind. So the weather forecast going to be very important this week, because if those winds kick up, the course is already exposed. You could have a lot of trouble out at the ocean course this week. So we're going to keep a close eye on the weather forecast all week long. But otherwise, I'm sure it is in absolute prime condition. It's going to play hard. You know, we can see PGA championships, they tend to play firm and fast and long. It kind of narrows the number of players that you would think would be able to have success at this event. As you can imagine, the field for this event is absolutely stacked. Everyone showing up for it. I should probably just point out a couple of names that are not. Obviously, Tiger Woods will not be playing, still rehabbing from his leg injuries. And Matthew Wolf withdrew just a few days ago. So best wishes out to Matthew Wolf. He's been going through a tough stretch of golf right now, and whether it's injury related or otherwise, decided that the PGA Championship was not for him. Outside of those two, basically everybody's here. I mean, this is the who's who of golf. It's a major championship. If you're not going to play this event, what event are you going to play? So expect all the biggest names in the world. And the game of golf in such an incredible spot right now, just storylines beyond belief. Rory McIlroy wins the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow and now enters this week's PGA Championship as one of the favorites. His odds have just been absolutely slashed in the last 2 weeks. And of course, there could be no better spot than when you go back to Kiowa, where you hold the largest margin of victory record. So certainly he is going to be popular, and no better time to get into shape. We have a golfer in the name of Jordan Spieth who is trying to complete the career Grand Slam. That's right. A win at the PGA Championship would add Jordan Spieth's name to a very short list of golfers to complete the modern career Grand Slam, the PGA Championship, the only major he does not have on his resume, and he's playing well coming in. If you look at the numbers in terms of strokes gained since the start of 2021, Jordan Spieth's been the best player on the PGA Tour, and he's doing it mostly through his irons, which is usually a very good sign for one of the guys who has a lot of that putting and short game magic. If he's hitting it well with his irons and on and his wedges, watch out world, because Jordan Spieth can certainly be a contender at every single tournament. Dustin Johnson withdrew last week from the AT&T Byron Nelson on Monday, which leaves us with more questions than answers. He is certainly the number one player in the world, but by his own lofty standards, has not played as well as he would like in his last handful of starts. But if there's any golfer in the world who can flip a switch, it's Dustin Johnson, and there's certainly no better time and no better place for him to do it than Kiowa Island. If you want to look at the bombers who you think might have a better chance this week than most, you can go to rickrungood.com and you can pull up the golfers who have driven it the farthest in the last 24 rounds. That's the time frame that I like to go with. It's somewhat recent. And you look at the notables. Of course, Bryson DeChambeau near the top of that list, Scotty Scheffler, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, all leading the way as far as notables in terms of driving distance. Or you could just look at strokes gained total and say, who are the best golfers in that time frame? And Jordan Spieth's name creeps up to the top of the list, followed by Bryson DeChambeau, Matt Fitzpatrick, Brooks Koepka, and Daniel Berger. Most people probably don't realize how good Berger has been, not only recently, but the last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, whatever you want to call it. Daniel Berger, absolutely solid. I do wonder and worry if this course is a hair too long for him, but Berger's figured out ways to play well at a bunch of different courses. No matter what happens this week, it feels like we are in store for something special when the best golfers in the world all get together and they play what I would argue is an iconic course in the United States. There's always going to be something. So either way, our best players are playing great leading into this event, which is always a good sign. It doesn't always happen, and I'm stoked for it, and I hope you are too. There will be plenty of content. You will hopefully see my face, hear my voice everywhere. Hopefully you enjoy that. You might not. You might want to avoid it. But for now, tweet me. It's at Rick Run Good. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you're looking forward to this week for the PGA Championship, and I'll talk to you soon.